Welcome to Digital Life with Emmanuel Onwuka and Yvonne Ohaifo.
Hello, Lagos. Good morning. Welcome to Digital Life. It's another awesome Sunday for us. Cold Sunday, but thankfully it's not a rainy Sunday. And we're just here to make your Sunday much, much special. How you doing today? This is a show that talks about everything technology, everything tech, everything about what is happening in the tech space. We've got it locked down today. I'm not going to be doing this alone. I have here with me my one, my only co-presenter of life, Yvonne Ohaifo.
Oh, thank you, Emmanuel. I like the way you say my name. Hello.
Must you bring it down that I mentioned it correctly?
Well, you did. I'm proud of you. Well done, Shakere. Thank you so much. My name is Yvonne Ohaifo. Lagos, you already know that. If you didn't, I'm Yvonne Ohaifo. And I bring you good tidings of great joy. I don't know why I'm sounding very Christmassy. On this show, we help you understand the importance of technology and give you the guidance you need to transition to a smart life.
Exactly.
We also have a segment on the show that we call Tech of the Week. Now, on that segment, we introduce you to new and exciting indigenous technologies, right?
Exactly. We've had very great conversations so far talking about tech careers, and it has been everything awesome. But today, we're taking things a notch higher. A big thank you to everyone who have been sharing reviews, you know, commendations, suggestions to us on our social media handles. We appreciate your support.
Mm-hmm.
And following your request, we bring conversation about blockchain technology on the show today.
Oh, yes. I'm excited because of what we have in store for you today on blockchain technology. And there is no better person to have this conversation with besides someone who is a genius in the world of blockchain programming. Ladies and gentlemen, this is someone we've had on the show before, but we had him virtually.
Mm-hmm.
He's someone we have gushed about on this show
if
before.
If you've been following Digital Life over and over again, you would have heard his name from our mouths.
Exactly.
Like a whole lot of time. But
that's
today,
right.
We're having here right here with us.
Live with us in the studio, his name is John Oseni.
Can you believe that?
I'm
a round of applause, people.
As soon as I cannot clap, Shakira. Now, if you're just wondering who John Oseni is one of those persons that we brought on the show that got a lot of adult men and women asking, how can my child get into programming? How can my child, you know, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So we have him here with us today in the studio.
John Oseni is a 17-year-old programmer who broke the internet about 2 months ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
2 months ago, right?
Yeah.
2 months ago for landing a job with an Italian firm. And he was even offered an all SOS paid trip to the show. See, there's one thing that before we get into the real conversation, if there's anything I'm jealous, it's about how John gets sponsors like calling for him over and over again. Like, guy, do you actually move from your own pocket? Like, do you pay for T-fare or anything from your own pocket? Because it's like every time you want to go somewhere, someone is always sponsoring the trip for you.
Yeah. Actually, I have sponsors, people that sponsor mostly the companies I work for. And sometimes maybe I want to go on a vacation.
Okay, so take it down so we can hear you very well.
Yeah, so and sometimes maybe I want to go on a vacation and some stuff. I just take some little cash then add some for my company.
Oh, John Oseni, you're living the life. And
that's
amazing.
Swear.
That is amazing.
Okay, so I didn't expect the conversation about vacation, but...
Thank you so much for joining us on the show on Digital Live this morning. So tell us, how has it been since you became a viral sensation in the tech space?
Yeah, so it's actually been tough. Why? Because there's a lot we have to put together for the real world. And I really don't know the feeling, but it's surprising because it's kind of fast. And I believe when you're a genius and you do something amazing that nobody has ever done before, it's going to be fast for you and more like that. So I'll say it's just surprising. My life is surprising, yeah.
So how are you able to manage it, though, the pressures that come with being who you are, you know, and then the pressures that lie with expectations, you know, expecting you to do better, to do more than you're already doing? How are you able to manage that feeling?
So I wasn't able to manage it before, but after getting, I got a manager recently.
Great.
And that's the person that actually manages most of my stuff, my social media, my speaking events, and most of them. So that has been able to help me account and be credible for everything I do.
That's great. That's really great. I believe, in fact, that's one, in my opinion, that is one thing that will help you, you know, manage yourself. Because whether you like it or not, you're still a child.
He's
a child. John, how old are you, please? Tell Lagos.
17.
You are 17. So you need time to, you know, be with friends, okay? Do what teenagers do, okay? And I am happy that you finally got a manager.
Yeah.
Great. Now, tell us about blockchain.
So blockchain actually is the new world of technology, and that's where we talk about decentralization.
Okay, try to speak directly into your mic so that Lagos can hear you better, okay?
So,
yeah, you can even adjust it if you want.
Okay, so blockchain is actually more like the new world of technology whereby we have decentralization.
Mm-hmm.
People don't tend to store people's information again in a database because hackers have access. It's easy for hackers to get access to a database and have access to all our information, decrypting and encrypting, spamming and spoofing and everything. So decentralization helps with like your information is not stored anywhere, meaning everything is relying on each other. Like, let's say something can't work without something. So like when they are getting access to information, they have to go through a lot of routes to get access to the information. So I'll say blockchain is storing something in blocks, like blocks, bricks and everything. That kind of make information and everything.
Okay, so if we're talking about decentralization, right, what technology were we using before this whole blockchain technology came up? Because you just talked about decentralization, right? So what kind of technology were we using before? We were using a centralized technology?
Yeah, we were using a centralized
technology. Okay, please break that centralized technology
down. When I say it's centralized technology, mm-hmm. it means, let's give a sample of, like, I'm so sorry, but Facebook. Mm-hmm. Facebook stores something in the database, and like, you know, there was a time people were complaining that their accounts were hacked, this one, their information were exposed, mm-hmm. and this one. So that's the meaning of hackers getting access to information. Like, they're going to bypass the easy route and use some Linux, Kali Linux tools to get access to people's information and start using their account for rubbish. You understand? Mm-hmm. So that's the meaning of centralization. When you are storing people's collection in a database, when you know it's not even safe there, because the world we are today, anything can happen. Even the data, they can go through the database itself. They can hack the database itself to have access to you. They might not want to go through your own route, you understand? So depending on other third parties to actually store your information, it's more like centralization.
Okay, fantastic. So what makes, you mentioned Facebook as an example of centralized technology, right?
Yeah.
So what is an example, a perfect example of decentralized technology apart from this blockchain? Because blockchain is still a lot that people are trying to, you know, just getting introduced to. So is there like an already existing application or you get what I'm trying to say, an app like Facebook that uses decentralized technology or blockchain?
So the thing is, I have a lot of them recently.
Okay.
You said that I'm not in the blockchain space, but the thing is, I would say most of them are Web3 kind of currently, because I would say they're also part of the blockchain, you understand? Because blockchain deals with decentralization. If you're going to Web2, means you have to be decentralized to use Web2, except maybe you are storing things on your browser, then you are using session, and that is not going to last for long. That's going to take maybe a while. It's not going to last for long.
You mentioned Web2, mm-hmm. and then you mentioned Web3, and now I'm confused. please, John, what web are we currently using now? Okay. And then what web is, first of all, tell me, what web
what's
are we
web
using
two
now?
And web three.
Yes, what's the difference?
So actually, I'll say Facebook is web two.
Okay.
Like, given like Facebook is web two and all those to go their web two applications.
What about Instagram and WhatsApp?
Instagram is also web two because they store information and most of stuff. But web three is more like, let's say blockchain is a category under web three.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You understand? Like, but web two also have some categories that are centralized. Like, the decentralized is also under a category under the web two space. You understand? So like, I would see web three as a category that has both the blockchain future, the metaverse future, or you understand that, all those stuff. So it's more like Web 2 has features of centralization, Web 3 has features of decentralization. We make it more secured, whereby we now log in through seed phrases and more like that. Makes it, in fact, we now have AIs of everything that are coming into Web 3 currently.
That's by AI, you mean artificial intelligence?
Yeah, that are coming into Web 3 currently, and that kind of makes the feature of technology more unique.
Okay.
Yeah.
So are we in, you know, the blockchain revolution that you're talking about, are we there presently, or is this something we're yet to get into fully?
So for the blockchain revolution, I would say we are there currently. Why? Because people are saying blockchain is here to stay. And when Web3 came out, Jack, the CEO of Twitter, has come up with Web5.
Wait, say that again.
We're still trying to handle Web3.
Like, I'm trying to understand. Exactly. Before today, I didn't even know much about Web3.
Exactly.
But yeah, we're already talking about Web5.
Yeah, like Jack, the CEO of Twitter, is already talking about Web5, which is, that's why I was like, okay, you know what? I actually got tired of the world of software. Why? Because you can wake up today and decide to even create Web 27. And just,
I mean, isn't that like jumping the gun? You're like, just jumping, like, and leaving the rest of the world behind.
Exactly. And that's why I will say software today is needed. Well, but I, like, when Jack came up with Web 5, I just told myself, okay, you know what? Software is out of my game, you understand? So but you just keep on following the normal category, the normal flow. And I'll say Web3, we are currently in the future of Web3, but we are still going to an arena whereby we'll be using mostly AI, artificial intelligence, machine learning, and most of them to control most of what we do today.
That's sad, because what happens to human beings who, you know, who are already intelligent beings? So what happens to them if machines and stuff are going to take over, as you said, most of what we do today?
Before you answer that question, let me tell you that Yvonne has a scare, or that she's scared of, you know, machines taking over work.
Of course, because it's
humans.
Just crazy. I mean, I saw Love, Death and Robots and I went, wait, is that going to be our future? No.
Can you see where she's coming from?
No way.
So you tell us now, do you think that is actually the future of things? Or there's a little, is more dynamic than we think?
So listen, I think that's the future of things, but there's also a comma to that.
Okay.
Okay.
Why? Because if robots are actually coming in place to make things easier for us, right? So that doesn't mean humans are going to lose their job or something. That just more like increase the revolution of technology in the world that we are today. Whereby our houses will no longer be on the floor. We have houses on the air and everything. So it's more like, I'll see that.
But what if I want to live on the floor?
Hey, you can live there now.
What if I want to live on the floor?
Hey, you can live there.
Who wants to go and live? What if something that comes and bombs the air? For heaven's sake.
Imagine?
I mean, John, haven't you thought
people
of that possibility?
People are trying to think positive. You're thinking negative.
No, because again, if we're going to look at it that way,
mm-hmm.
with technology comes its own, you know,
yes,
disadvantages.
It always has.
There's always that,
yeah.
You know. So, and of course, I am just wired to think of the...
Okay, so that brings another question. Does blockchain have that disadvantage? Is there a side to blockchain that we're not seeing that is actually very bad?
So the thing is, I would say for blockchain, I would say there is no disadvantage, just the way that we write our code, blockchain developers write the code. Some, like, there was a time maybe Trust Wallet had issues. That was because their signature was on the app instead of on the blockchain. So I would say the disadvantages of blockchain are like 10 to 20%. And the thing is, you can easily get, blockchain can take all your money in just one night. That's more like a disadvantage of it. Can take your money in just one night. And people that will be collecting gas fees from you. Imagine collecting 5 naira gas fee from 5 million people.
Okay,
that,
what do you mean by gas fee?
So when you make a transaction on the blockchain, there's always a fee that is attached to it.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? So it's that fee that goes to the blockchain. Now imagine collecting that same fee from like over millions and trillions of people.
So who's responsible for collecting that money?
That depends on the blockchain network you're deploying to.
How many blockchain networks are there?
I will say I don't know the total of them, but we have lots of them currently, because we have a lot of spam networks too, because that's something about it. We have, but the thing about blockchain is easily used for money laundering. You can use blockchain, like, a lot of people now want to be storing money in coins, to launder money in coins, even the government and most of them. So like, that's most of the disadvantage, and you won't even know that there isn't.
Is that because it's not easy to trace, doesn't leave any paper trail, right?
Exactly.
So I guess that's the disadvantage. But you see, blockchain has come, is here already. How far is he going to alter our life and the way we do things?
You just heard the man, the young man. He said that very soon, artificial intelligence and robots will be doing
calm
the work.
Down,
of, fine,
calm
I'm,
down.
I'm calm. Please, John, go ahead. I am calm.
So the thing is, blockchain is it doesn't come to stay like other people say. I don't believe in that actually. But I'm a blockchain developer, but I don't still believe in that. But I believe the area we're going to is going to keep on increasing because we are humans. Mm-hmm. Someone can decide to wake up tomorrow and say, okay, you know, I've done this, take this, and people it will go viral again. People will start taking it up and all. So I would say what's altering our life now is our thinking, our perspective, we as humans, and what we take in as humans, you understand? So tech is the future. Yeah, that's all I have to say. Tech is the future.
Okay, so blockchain and tech as a whole is meant to solve problems. They're meant to be solutions to a lot of problems. Now, from the top of your head, is there a problem in Nigeria looking at blockchain technology that you think blockchain can actually be a solution to, or will be a solution to, just from the top of your head?
So there are a lot of problems that blockchain can be a top to for Nigerians, but it's just that Nigerians aren't ready to take it in. Like, I won't lie about that, because we are not ready to take it in.
Why are you so sure? But if we're embracing blockchain technology at all, why don't you think we will not be able to take it in?
So it's the people inside it that are embracing blockchain technology. Our leaders aren't. If our leaders are, and that makes it more easier for us to be able to make more ways, pave a lot of ways. But the thing is, our leaders aren't ready to embrace it. If they are, then trust me, a lot of opportunities will be in the blockchain space today. In fact, I prefer holding tokens than even cash.
Okay, okay. So aside the financial side of blockchain, are there other areas that can benefit us? Because clearly our leaders are very concerned about the financial side, probably because of, you know, a lot of, just like you said, there's money laundering there. There's you can do a transaction and yet you're never able to track it. And you know that there's a lot of kidnapping. There's a lot of money laundering issues in Nigeria presently. So that is to check it. That's where their fear comes in. Okay, but are there other parts of that blockchain technology that we can use, that we can harness for our own good?
Yeah, there are. Like, but first I'll talk about that financial part. When you make a transaction, you can actually track it on the blockchain. But the thing is the wallet. You can transfer something to a wallet, but we are talking about the cash. You know, people can convert cash to tokens and use it for money laundering and understand. Mm-hmm. That's for the money laundering part. You can always track transactions on the blockchain. But for the blockchain, we have Metaverse, whereby I'll be in my house, I'll be here talking, having the call, Metaverse. That's also where the future is going. That's what Facebook Meta is trying to solve. Mm-hmm. You understand? Whereby you don't need to stress yourself. Just be in your house, be on your VR, then have your meeting and everything. That also solve problems of we going around or something. We also have different tools, like people now, we have lawyer keys of blockchain, whereby your cases will now be stored, will be solved on the blockchain. But it's more like an AI that will now, like, everything
so
is just crazy.
There will be no need for a judge anymore.
No, like, everything is just,
oh,
like,
my goodness.
People are crazy.
So judges will no longer, oh my goodness.
People are crazy.
Okay,
already.
So I think it's more, there's more to it than John is telling us. Okay, we really
see,
need to.
Do I want to know the more that there is to it? Because the really little that I've learned from John Oseni, I'm already concerned.
We really need to understand it. Okay, it takes a lot. Okay, mm-hmm. there's a whole lot of it. There's a whole lot of information there, and it's a whole lot of processes. And then, you know, it's like a raw material. You can swing it any way. Okay, you just have to, you can create anything from it. So it's, we are at the raw stage right now. So let us calm down. Yvonne, be calming down. Be calming down. Thank you very
calm.
Much. Be calming down.
I am calm.
Okay, so right now, you've just said that you know, the blockchain technology is just that our leaders have not had an estate. They've not believed, you know, that's part. That is why we're where we are right now. And that you feel that this can be a solution to a lot of troubles in Nigeria, but just that the leaders are not doing it. So what can we do to get our leaders to see things in that new perspective? From your experience, I know you're young, but I think you also have a say when it comes to issues like this.
So I believe people mentality change when they see that, okay, what you are doing is kind of more unique. So I believe we Nigerians should keep on doing what we are doing, then they keep on seeing that, okay, when it's time, they're going to think and say, okay, it's time to do this, it's time to embrace that. That's humans for you. You can't change. If a person's art is ardent, you just have to leave the person like that until when he's ready to change. Mm-hmm. You keep on seeing you doing stuff, then you'll be ready to follow you to change.
Yeah.
So if Facebook, you said Facebook now, if Facebook have not embraced blockchain technology, you know, in saving data, you know, storing their data, how do you think, you know, other companies, lesser companies, so to speak, would embrace it? Because Facebook is arguably one of the biggest, influencers when it comes to the tech world presently.
So for that question, I would say I really don't understand, because that's why I prefer building more like a feature company than a software company. Why? Because software gets updated every day. Then you always want to follow the trend. You always want to upgrade your software company mm-hmm. to the latest trend. Just like Facebook, mm-hmm. they were in Web2 before. When they say that blockchain is here, they want to go into metaverse. They want to go into the future. Mm-hmm. You understand? So you now have to be dividing your company into compartments. Why don't you just sit down and think of a future idea where we all are going to start working on it, you understand?
Great.
So I really don't like this a lot.
All right, John, so let me ask you this question, right? Because a lot of people are interested in careers that, you know, in jobs in the tech space that, well, of course, fetch them money. That can make them become like you. if I should put it that way. So you're in blockchain now. What career opportunities are there for people who are looking to venture into blockchain technology?
So for blockchain technology, opportunities are there, like writing of codes, like that's blockchain development, product designing, being a blockchain front end developer, or blockchain architect, or blockchain content writer, and lots of them that are there. Like, we have a lot of opportunities in blockchain that can be researched in, actually.
So where exactly you are a blockchain developer, is that your own career?
I'm a blockchain full stack developer.
Full stack. Okay, now please explain that to us. Try to give us a summary of what that entails, so that Lagosians who are in, why are you laughing? Why are you people laughing at me? Lagos, look at these two people. I'm trying to make sure that John breaks this thing down for you people, so that you people will know what you want to do. Emmanuel is laughing at me.
John is laughing too.
And John too is laughing at me. John, tell me. So just break down this blockchain full stack developer. Let Lagos get an idea of what that means.
So when I say blockchain full stack developer, I would say full stack is divided into a lot of categories, actually. Mm-hmm. We have the front end, the back end, the thinking aspect, that's the architecture. So like, I'm more like, when you present an idea to me, I can help you sit down with it. Okay, structure is going to be on the blockchain. How the routing, the smart contract, everything, how it's going to connect with each other, how we're going to call it from the blockchain. Then I can also help you sit down and start writing the codes, both the front end and the smart contract part, the integration of the smart contract to the code itself, maybe the React application or the Next application or any JavaScript framework or programming language that is there already. So it's more like you're able to combine the blockchain idea and implementation execution together.
So wow. Basically you're an all-rounder. That's like, what you're saying. Front end, back end, thinking, yeah. Architect. Lagos, yeah. It is time to call. Because, I mean, Emmanuel, do you...
Okay, so I didn't even understand it from this perspective. He just explained it. So this is what you do. So you know, you not just do the programming. You're like everything.
Yeah, you think. You,
just the way you are, you're a full company.
So, I am just 17 years old. Hey.
So normally you have to pay someone, like a whole couple of persons, say five persons,
to do what
you do. Okay. Just one person.
I built a more like an exchange, exchange texting, just do it for 1,000 naira. Yeah, for 1,000 naira, just 1,000 naira, just for my data and all. Even if the data got exhausted, I had to call my parent, okay, since I was actually using it to learn for. So I built it in 2 weeks, meaning a job that is supposed to take like over 3 to 4 months, I did that in 2 weeks.
Lagos, this is my cue to tell you that if you have just tuned in to Digital Life, If you have just tuned into 99.3 Nigeria Info, you're listening to Digital Life. I'm Yvonne Okaifo, and he is...
the laughing man, Emmanuel Omuka.
Emmanuel Omuka. And with me in the studio, with us in the studio, is 17-year-old John Oseni.
Mm.
John Oseni is a blockchain full-stack developer.
Mm.
Look, if you missed the first half of this conversation, I'm sorry for you. That's all I can say. You can, however, you can go to the podcast, right,
of
Emmanuel?
Of course, you can go to our podcast. Just go on your Google search, type in Digital Life Nigeria Info. The link is there for you. You can go there and listen in on our conversation if you missed the first half of this show.
However, you still have salvation. We have 20 something more minutes to go on this show, and we're about to open the phone lines. So call us on 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. But if that phone line decides, if that number decides to give you stress, you can call us on 01277-0993. 01277-1993. 01277-2993. For women, call us on 01465-7190. 01465-7190. Do you have questions for this 17-year-old John Oseni, the 17-year-old genius we have with us in the studio today, who, I mean, has done more work than many of us would ever do in our lifetimes, unfortunately. Yes. You have questions for him? Let the phone lines buzz. I'll take your calls. And please send messages to WhatsApp. Emmanuel is on standby.
Yes, I'm here for you.
To your messages. Hello. Welcome to Digital Life. Hello. Oh, I'm sorry. You snooze. Now you lose. Hello.
Hello. Can you hear us?
Yeah, good morning.
Welcome
to the
show.
My name is Ife. I'm calling from somewhere around the Ota area.
Close. Go ahead.
To, yeah, and please, good morning to Emmanuel and Yvonne. I would like to ask your guest a question.
His name is John. Go ahead. John can hear you.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. I'd like to ask him a question. What IDEs does he use to build his as a developer? And which IDEs has he used as a programmer? Thank you very much. I hope he understands the question.
John, you get it, right?
Yeah, I understand the question. So the thing is, I use mostly Visual Studio Code for most of my IDEs, like for writing codes. But when you're building like desktop application, you can use Visual Studio. For mostly Visual Studio Code, and I connect most of my routing to it.
Yeah. Okay.
Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
I am John, calling from Aisheshe. I understand Oseni is 17 years old.
Yes.
But he's still doubtful.
Don't worry.
John,
that is actually why we had to bring him to the studio.
To live and direct.
So that we can see him ourselves. Like, I had to touch him and say, John, is this you?
John, please confirm to John your real age. Do you think you are using your football age?
I'm 17 years old, actually.
Because in the primary school behind me, the people I see there in the primary school are about 25 years. And I say, Anglican Community School, the primary school, people I see there are about 25 years.
All right, John, thank you so much for that call. But then again, it's just the cards they've been dealt, yeah?
You understand. Mm-hmm. He just began his career into tech, in 2020, yeah?
2021, fully.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show.
Well done,
Thank you, What is your name and where are you calling from?
Okay, my name is Ekaite. I'm calling from Agbado.
Okay, Ekaite, go ahead.
I want to ask him, I'm a physically challenged person. I'm a visually impaired person. What kind of thing can I go into? Can I do programming as you are?
All right, John can hear you. John, I'm sure John heard that. He will answer that question. John, hold on to that before you answer the question. Hello. Hello.
Hello, can you hear us?
Yes, I can, yeah.
Hi, good morning. Yeah, what's your name?
Yeah, my name.
Okay, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Uganda.
Okay.
So, John, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, so I have a question for you. What advice would you give someone who wants to go into backend development?
Okay.
Is that all? Is that all you want?
Yeah, yes. And is this possible for such person to actually switch to blockchain development?
Mm. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
John, go ahead before we continue.
Yeah, so for backend development, I would say I started with front-end before going into backend development, but I think you can go look for resources to actually use, like Udemy resources to use to learn backend development, all depending on the programming language you want to use. But I prefer using a server-based application for that. So you can actually go look for resources online.
So he talked about moving into blockchain development, you know, from his backend.
Yeah, that's actually easy, all depending on what you're using before. If you're using Python before for your backend development, you can easily go and learn Viper. If you're using maybe JavaScript or anything for your back, you can learn Solidity, and that will actually be able to grab it faster than any other.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have John Useni here. He's giving up
Hold on. You did not answer the other lady's question.
That's true.
Physically challenged and wanting to do programming. Is it possible for her?
She says she's visually impaired as well.
So I would say nothing is impossible. Why? Because we work with the brain. And if you want to learn, she's visually
impaired. Yeah.
Impaired.
Yeah, thinking about it now. Okay.
So I really don't.
So we've had somebody in the show. His name is John as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's John.
Emmanuel Unsukte.
John Unsukte. And we had him on the show. He's visually impaired. Okay. And he created a mobile phone. He designed a mobile phone. Okay, so when you say nothing is impossible, I share that as well. So
this is programming, though. This is programming. For programming, don't you like need your eyes to see what
see what you're typing and all the rest?
Doing?
So as soon as when I'm typing on my keyboard, I don't need to look at the keyboard. You understand? So I would say it's actually possible for her to learn that, since we all work with the brain. Mm-hmm. She just needs someone, or maybe more like a talking something to actually learn, because programming is from the brain.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a lot of programmers today that don't look at their keyboard before they type. In fact, some don't look at their code. You just know what you type and know how you're actually going about it. I would say that is very possible. That would be life.
Okay. Ekaite, you heard him. He says it is possible. Nothing is impossible. Emmanuel, do we have any message?
He said, Yvonne, can John help us with telephone number?
No, John cannot help you with his telephone number.
Jacob,
I'm sorry. Jacob, no, John will not help you with his telephone number. What John can do is give his digital, his social media handle.
You get that at the end of the show.
At the end of the show. But my dear, no to that. Even if John wanted to, I would tell him no. You can call me an enemy of progress all you want, but no.
You say this one says, hi Yvonne, Emmanuel and John the Young. What's Agbalagba?
John will understand.
I don't know what that is. Say this is Jide. He said, my kids must dive into the tech space either full time or part time. But a 40-year-old man like me, please advise. Be candid, please. I don't mind words. What part of tech can I enter as a learner? I'm currently into crafts design, etc.
this is a deep breath, but I believe time is not, as far as when there's life and a soul, there's hope.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I would say it's actually easy to learn, all depending. When we are, it's first, you need to find the passion.
Mm.
The passion and everything.
So I'm going to answer like Francisca. You remember Francisca, right?
Francisca.
You don't remember Francisca 14?
Hi.
Well, we've had that. You contacted us to Francisca.
You connected us.
Now you remember
her.
Yes.
Okay.
So she said something, you know, when we had her on the show. She was actually pregnant when she had the first interview with us. Okay. And she said that there's no age limit. We've had a 60-year-old woman call us on the show and she asked if she can go into tech. And we said, yes, you can do it. So your age doesn't really matter. All that matters is, you know, your passion. And follow your craft. Follow what you do presently. You know, there's always a space on tech for you. Like, since you're into crafts, designs, what I would tell you is you can do something relating to graphic designs. Learn something around NFTs. because then you can share your digital footprint of exactly the things that you do. Mm-hmm. You know, you're already creative in that aspect. So when you put those things on NFTs, when you mint them, right? That's the word. When you mint them on NFTs, you can actually make much more money than you currently make selling them, you know, to one person or putting them in a gallery or something. Because people, you open to a whole lot of persons across the world. You're selling global.
Great, great. Emmanuel, please go to another message. Thank you very much.
I say, John, what is your GitHub profile, if you don't mind? Okay, I think you shared that one at the end of the show. Is that already
GitHub? Is it like your phone number or something?
No, it's more like my code base. GitHub is actually a place where you can store code base, open source, whereby people can contribute to your code.
Are you not worried about your GitHub getting hacked?
No, you can make it private.
Is it like a social media kind of thing?
No, not like a social media.
I'm confused. What is it if it's not a social? Is it like a community for coders and programmers and developers?
They have communities. It's more like a place. If you've heard of open source before, it's more like a place whereby, okay, you're working on Google. Of course, when it's running on production, mm-hmm. you have lot of developers that work for Google. So mm-hmm. you have to actually assign them to a place whereby everybody have access to the codes. When you contribute or work on your tasks, we are able to push back the codes to that place for it to shoot.
Okay, so we have another message here. Say, good morning, Yvonne and Emmanuel. Please, it's morning. Not enough to have stars like John Osendi, but the government will be there until the Italian or American company take him away. Until Nigeria government wake up, they are spending money preparing for election. Yeah, we share your concerns, trust me. We share your concerns, and we don't want John Osendi to be among the young people that will be brain drained and taken away from Nigeria. And that is why we're actually bringing John Osendi on the show, and we talk about him and what he can do. So that, because we know that the government listen on the show. We know that people in high places, we have them on the show over time. We know they listen. And we're hoping that very soon they'll reach out to him and get him involved in one or two things.
Fantastic.
There's one that says, hi, I'm Shei. Can I use an HP mini laptop to learn graphics design? Because I have, okay. So he says, what kind of laptop can he use to learn graphics design? I think any laptop works.
Even a phone.
Basically, a phone. Yes. So I mean, John started any coding, right? With his phone. So yes, it is possible.
Any gadget you have is good.
Keep the phone lines buzzing. 0700-993-993-993. 0700 or 01277-0993. 01277-1993. 01277-2993. Women, call us on 01465-7190. 01465-7190. Send messages on WhatsApp 080-959-75805. Hello. Oh, I'm sorry about that. I don't know if it's the phone lines or it's, I don't know. But call us again, 0700-993-993-993. Hello. Kilo Day, what is going on? Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Yes, welcome to the show.
My name is Charles. I'm calling from Benin.
Okay, go ahead.
Sorry, you're calling from Benin?
I'm calling from Benin.
Oh, wow. Okay, go ahead.
I joined the program, though, not long ago, and I was impressed with that young man, Mr. John, and it's a very nice idea. I think it would be best if you can share probably your WhatsApp number or his Facebook link or your website so we can reach him. I think that would be the best way for those who are not in Lagos and other states or in the world. Then aside that, I also want to use this medium and in collaboration with my manager working in Royal China Restaurant to wish Mr. Emmanuel happy birthday to him.
Aww, I was waiting to do that at the end of the show, but you just had to bring that in, right? Thank you. You had to bring that up, rather. Thank you so much.
Thank
happy
you so
birthday
much.
To Emmanuel. Emmanuel, hold on to that. We have John in the studio. We'll talk about your birthday later.
Let me ask this, Shane. Thank you.
By the way, I'm sure John would be happy to share his social media handles, but what John will not share is his phone number, so that is out of it. But John, what do you think?
Yeah, yes,
right? Fine. At the end of the
don't
show,
worry,
hello?
We'll get him. We'll get him to reply. Hello? Can you hear us?
Hello. Yeah, I can hear you. Good morning.
Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Chimbo Anslem. I'm calling from Benin.
Oh, you're calling from Benin. We have Benin people.
Wow.
Wow. Undertaker. Yeah. Okay. So, what's your question?
I really want to wish someone a happy birthday.
Hey, this is not that. A birthday shout out show, just don't. So you know.
Oh, I think the fashion is there with you, Mr. Emmanuel.
Okay. Happy birthday, Emmanuel. But can you people just hold on, please? We'll come back to Emmanuel's birthday. But for now, let us focus on the conversation.
Okay.
Don't you want to make money in blockchain?
I don't understand.
Hello.
Hello?
Hello. Hello. Good morning.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah, Yvonne, Emmanuel, doing a good job. I'd like to ask you guys another question. I asked him about the IDEs. People work a lot with IDEs and programming languages, like a lot. So which languages will you prefer? Because people use Eclipse, Python, and and so on, Eclipse and NetBeans and so on. So which ones are really better to avert virus, because you know in programming we try to avoid virus and which are what languages too that people use to hack into people's systems. So what are his own ideas on that? Thank you very much.
Okay,
John,
thank
doing
you
a good job.
John,
so actually I didn't get that question well, but I had Python, I had Eclipse.
Yeah, I think he was concerned about the kind of programming language, you know, that would not give hackers, you know, a chance to actually hack into what he was creating.
No, it's not as if all programming languages are, there's no decryption in any programming language. It's just that after writing your code, there's what we call rounding up. And it's not all programmers round up. Like I would say, everything that we programmers create, nothing works. It's not working. Even if Facebook is working, it's not working. You still need to round up the encryption and everything. So I would say it's not programmers that know the aspect of rounding up. That's the cyber security part, because it's cyber people that will actually work on that. So, but I would say any program language is fine to actually work with. Mm-hmm. And IDEs, it's all depending on your comfortability. You can work with any IDE you want, actually.
Okay.
That's my advice.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Yes. Hi. Welcome to the show.
Yeah. Good afternoon. Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, this where are you calling from?
Yeah, this is Santo calling from Okota.
Okay.
So I want to ask, as we guys are, because I'm a web developer, so we have different technology for both front end and back end. I want to ask, like, what are the technologies you need for the blockchain, like the front end technology, then the back end technology. For example, like in web dev, we have like, for front end, we have like HTML, CSS, we have, then in back end, we have like Node.js, all those stuff. So I want to ask your guests that, what technology do we need for the blockchain technology?
Did you get that, John?
Yeah. So for that, for the blockchain technology, for the front end aspect, we can use server-based languages, something like React, Next, or any more of them. And for the backend, I would say for blockchain, we have different, like, we have the backend, that's the smart contract part. We have the integration and everything, and also the routing together. So it's, blockchain is actually, it's complex. So, but we have Solidity for smart contract, Viper, we have Rust, and lots more of them out there. And you can use React, Next, and also for your integration and everything to the smart contract.
Okay, John. We've had a wonderful conversation with you, but before we go, what are the things or the challenges that you think are in the blockchain technology that actually would prevent or discourage people from, you know, keep on trying to learn about it? What are the challenges you faced in learning blockchain technology that might, you know, hinder people from learning?
So challenges are actually rare, but the problem is people putting their money on the blockchain, and the next money they see their money has gone.
No, I'm talking about learning. You know, because you were 15 or 14 when you learned.
15.
You were 15.
Yeah.
Good. Now, at that point in time, you were learning about blockchain technology.
Yeah.
At that very point in time, what were the challenges that you encountered?
When I was learning about blockchain, there were no challenges I actually encountered. Why? Because it was actually easy to work with it. But the thing is, you need It's just money challenges, finance challenges you actually need for the blockchain when you are deploying your smart contract and most of them. So, but we have test nets already nowadays. So everything we already have test network for most of those stuff. So I'll say blockchain technology is actually rare and it's actually simple to dive into it currently.
Okay. Well, we stay. I think we have one call. Let's take
this call before we go to the next segment. Hello.
Hello, are you there? Can you hear us?
Yeah, good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon.
Yeah, I just called. I just asked the question as in what technology do you need for the blockchain? I'm soon talking from Okota.
Okay, Somto.
I didn't get what
you
said.
Yeah, I think what you can do, Somto, is to send a message. If you can type a message, just send it so that we can read it and understand it. And we can also go back to it because there's a possibility that you would say what you want to say again and then we would not still understand. So to break that chain of communication, what we need to do is just send a message, we'll read it, understand it, and then we'll interpret it. But try and do that as soon as possible. We're about rounding up. Hello? Okay. We don't have another call here. So John Osendo, can you give give them your social media handles, you know, the ones you're comfortable with, share them to them so that you can reach you for further inquiries, people who want to get into tech.
Yes, but before you do that, I have a message here that says, oh, where is that message? I think I lost it. But someone sent a message saying that the problem that he has with a lot of our guests is that when they reach out to them, they don't respond. So I think the challenge with that is you go and say hi. Hello, sup, what are you doing? Do not do that. And I've said this before, I've tried to be as civil as possible, you know, trying to help people with your social communication etiquette. When you reach out to a person you've never met before, go straight to the point. Hello, John. I am a big fan of what you do. I heard you on Nigeria Info's Digital Life with Yvonne Okaifo and Emmanuel Onwuka. I would like to learn so and so. Kindly help me where you can.
Easy.
Full stop. You cannot add thank you and God bless you for added advantage if you want. But what I am trying to say is that one reason you do not get replies is how you craft your message. Some of you say hi and expect the person to respond to you and say hello. First of all, they don't know you. Second of all, who are you? Right? So it's important to go straight to the point when you send a message to people that you've never met before. Go straight to the point and tell them what exactly you want. And don't expect a reply immediately because they are busy people. Okay, they have their life outside of social media. So, John, please go ahead and give them the social media handles you're comfortable sharing.
Yeah, so I can be reached out on Twitter and on LinkedIn. That's where I'm more active on. And for my Twitter, just John Oseni 4, and that's my username on Twitter. My name is John Oseni. But on LinkedIn, you can also search for John Oseni. You can send me a connection request. I actually accept that. And also, that's actually the advice I will give to anybody. I don't reply hi.
Exactly. You've heard it from the 17-year-old. So if a 17-year-old will tell you that, please don't send me a message and say hi, imagine those of us who are agbalagbas. You can't send me a message and go, sup, angle. I am so irritated. Because some of them cannot spell angel. Even when you say, sup, angel, I do not respond because I don't know you.
Calm down. Who offends you?
But no,
who
but I'm
was
just
the
saying,
guy? Who,
I love,
who
I love
was that
my
person
callers.
That sent?
No, I love the people that listen to us. So I want them to make the most, you know, to maximize their social media opportunities.
Yeah.
Okay, so when you reach out to a person, just go straight to the point and be courteous.
Okay.
Very important.
I think right is the time. This is the point in time that we go over to Tech of the Week. We still have John Oseni here with us in the studio. We still have John Oseni here with us in the studio.
Yes, John Oseni is still here with us in the studio, but we have to go look at Tech of the Week, I guess.
Yes,
do we have anything lined up for that?
Yes, we have John Oseni on Tech of the Week.
Okay, John Oseni. Emmanuel, please take over. Just take over because I've ranted enough. Take over.
He says because I've ranted enough. All right, so we have John Oseni here on Tech of the Week. Tech of the Week is actually the place where we talk about indigenous innovation. We talk about inventors and their innovations and what they plan to do. We've had
Emmanuel, please hold on. I'm sorry to cut you short, but Someone just sent a message here. So the person said, I'm a data scientist and I do a lot of math and statistics. I want to know if you need math for blockchain, John. Do you need math for blockchain?
Yeah, I would say yes. For some expert, you actually need math because you'll be calculating int and most of them. So you need math for everything you do in life. That's what I would say.
Okay.
So you need math for most things.
Okay, so there goes your answer. Emmanuel, as you were. I'm sorry, but as you were.
So yes, we still have John Useni here. And John Useni is going to talk about his innovation. Aside being a blockchain full stack developer, yes, he's also an inventor. So Jonathan, tell us about your invention. There's another side to you.
Yeah, there's another side actually, and I would say more like the top side of me, and that's being able to create the future. That's picturing the future in my head, and because everything in life, your results, your execution is the goal. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So being able to have an idea is different. Being able to execute it is also different. So one of my inventions is actually Utrex.
Okay.
Utrex is a nature part company that deals with, I'll just give some because there are some things that are confidential for now.
Okay, so just go with it.
Exactly. But what I'm giving out is more like where you have nature powered vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
And right in most of, we're in competition with a lot of people and we are unique. Why? Because come to think of even Tesla, the feature that we're looking at, Tesla broke down the third Milan Bridge or something, that, like they said, the charger and everything. So I tell them we'll be installing chargers everywhere in the wide world. That takes millions of years.
Mm-hmm.
Why not have a car that is powered by nature?
So by nature, you mean the sun?
Both the sun, air or motion, and lots of them.
What about moon? Why are you two laughing? He said
moon.
Why are you two laughing? He said nature.
Moon is lighted up by the sun. So the source is the sun.
Mm.
Yeah. But since the sun only shines at day and the moon at night, what if I want to now drive my car in the night? Don't laugh at me. What if I want to drive at night, John?
So when I say nature, we have air motion, mm-hmm. we have the sun, and we have batteries. We have big batteries that are going to be used for the cars. That one does because just like how Tesla has big chargers,
mm-hmm.
we're also gonna have big batches in the cars, and each batch is gonna last for at least 24 hours. That's
look
a day.
At that.
So how many charge does it have to get to 24 hours?
So the charge, it just need like, let's see, 3 to 4 hours charging to get to 24 hours.
That's practically the time that you spend charging your phone, or a bit lesser than that,
exactly.
Right?
Mm.
Wow, John.
So, if we bring it down, because I'm sure most of the issues, and of course, Nigeria is your base for now, you know, where you intend to start this up.
Yeah.
We have Lagos traffic. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, when you're stuck in Lagos traffic, you can do 7 hours instead of the normal 3 hours or 2 hours that you're meant to spend. So how would one cope in that situation if you're coming up with natural powered vehicle or nature powered vehicles?
So it has two types. If there is sun, of course your car is actually still charging, and air also. That's air or motion, and that's why we have big batteries. That's why I said the only thing we can actually do to that is increasing the life capability of the battery, making it more very unique. That even if you're in the desert, your car keep on moving. Cause that's what we're trying to bridge that gap, whereby you don't need to worry about charging your vehicle again. You don't need to worry about petrol. You don't need to worry about electric to charge your vehicle. You don't need to worry about charging. You just need to keep on going.
You know, so many people would talk about this or describe what you just said now as futuristic.
Yeah.
You know, it's not, they don't see it as something tangible. They don't see it as something achievable in the next 5 years. How many years do you think it would take for you to actually achieve this?
When I was asked these questions, I give them months, actually.
Wow, John, you are so.
Hey, this is confidence on steroids.
apart from that, it is optimism.
No.
You know, someone that has so much positive energy.
Bro, you're saying months. You're not saying a year. You're not saying 2 years. It actually took Tesla, which is actually someone you're trying to. I won't say you're in competition with him. I think it's very big to say competition with him, but I would say you're in the same field with him. You know, it took him years to actually come up with Tesla. You understand? And you're going into the same field and you're saying months.
So the thing is, I believe our brains are actually different, and the mode of execution, the thinking faculty, Elon Musk. He's a genius. People see him as a genius. That's right. But All I can see in him is him being able to, he had the money to put in the best of the best minds together to create what he wanted. But you being able to stand on your own, to know what you want, being able to execute it right on your own, all you just need is more hands that can work with you to create like mass production of it.
Great. So what you are saying is that Elon Musk may be a genius, but you are a genius-er genius.
No, no, no.
No, say it the way it is. I like it. I like it the way you said it.
Well, no, I like.
You don't have to be modest, John. We know you're a genius. You don't have to. You don't have to be modest about it, right?
But you think your technology would give him a run for his money? You actually think that, you know, it's something that is actually, because I think from the way you said it now, you are actually looking at, you know, the flaws in his system, the flaws and the things that he didn't take into consideration in his own framework, and you're trying to capitalize on those things to improve on it.
Exactly.
So I'm sure by now you've pitched to, you know, some persons, or you've reached out to some persons to tell them about what you want to do about this thing, this fantastic thing you're coming up with. Have you?
The thing is, actually, currently, people reached out to me, they wanted to invest. I turned them
already
down.
Wonderful.
Already?
I turned them down already because
wonderful.
You know, we are in an era whereby people want to invest to actually make you a slave. Like,
that's
contract.
Oh, John, you are wise. You're a wise young man. Exactly. You are wise. Check it out to you, my dear. Yeah, so you take your time, and then when you're ready, you can, you know.
Exactly.
Lagos, we've had a fantastic time in the studio. But John, before we go, one last question though. What do you want right now, right? What do you think you need right now that will help your innovation?
That's a tough question. But what I need right now, it's to keep on being focused and keep on being hyped. Like, you know, hyping makes work kind of faster. Being able to let the world know more about what is coming, that makes you want to do more and not being discouraged. Because right now, I would say I already have people I work for to actually get my money. Even if it's not enough, I'm ready to actually put in all I have into it, because I believe in what I'm doing, and I'm not ready to collect anybody money that will now come and put me into slavery or something. So I'll say I'll keep on being focused, and I'll keep on giving updates, because we started work, and that's confidential, actually.
That's fine, John, we are so proud of you.
Thank you
on behalf
so
of
much.
The federal government, even though I am not in government, I want to say Mr. President is proud of you. We are proud of you.
She meant
young
the federal
Nigerian
government of digital life, please.
Anyway, John, we are so proud of you. Keep up the good work. We hope to hear from you again. Interview you like this. I hear that, we now have a flying cow, or the car that is nature power. Oh, and by the way, please, we would love to be a part of the first people to test innovation, to test driving.
Of course.
That's what we also do on the show.
Very soon we're going to hear that you are attending Dubai Expo, and you're going
to John
be
is already attending
there.
Working in Italy.
Exhibiting his
great.
A prototype now.
And hopefully we'll be there to cover the event.
Of course we'll be there.
Anyway, Lagos, that is the show this hour. For me, I've been here since 8 a.m. You have stayed with me. Thank you so much. I'm Yvonne Okhaifo on all social media, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YVONNE. OKHAIFOH. You can also find me by that name on LinkedIn as well.
My name is Emmanuel Onwuka, and you can find me on Facebook as Emmanuel Onwuka, on LinkedIn as Emmanuel Onwuka, and on Instagram as Ima_ONWUKA, that spells Onwuka. And just for the record, John Oseni, you can find him on Twitter at John Oseni 4, right?
Yeah.
John Oseni.
Do you spell the 4 or is the numeral?
Just the numeral.
Okay.
4. John Oseni 4. And on LinkedIn, he says John Oseni. Those are the platform he's very active on. So you can join him. You can send your suggestion to him. And if you can even do it right now, it will be more helpful now that he's with us, so that he can just reply you as soon as possible.
All right, Lagos, that's the show. Until we come your way again next Sunday, it is adios. Bye-bye.
Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
She, she, she. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Your mic is always on. Let's talk.